Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin on the very last line of Ayin Aleph Omud Beis. We're learning today's shir Lila Nishmas Gloria Grob, Golda Ita Bas Yosef Tzvi. All the Neshamas we've learned for should have an Aliyah. The Gemara is now going to introduce some new ideas that are related to what we've been learning previously. So I'll give a little brief introduction. There is a concept called an Oshum Toluy. An Oshum Toluy is brought when a person did a sin for normally requiring him to bring a chatas. Let's say he ate chalev and he normally would have to bring a chatas. But there was, let's say, two pieces of meat in front of him. One was chalev, which is, of course, the iser of not eating chalev. And the other one was shuma, which is permissible fats that he's allowed to eat. And he ate one of them, but he doesn't know which one he ate. So he can't bring a chatas, because the chatas you can only bring if you have a definitive knowledge that you did this. Can't bring a chatas, but maybe I did this and maybe I didn't. So the Torah tells us that you can bring in that situation an oshum toluy. An oshum toluy is an oshum, which is an ayil, a male animal, that can be brought to hold things in abeyance until you find out, did you or did you not commit the sin? If you did commit the sin, then you need a kapara, and you have to bring the chatos. And if you didn't commit the sin, so then the Oshem Tolu is allowed to be brought, even though you didn't commit the sin. So we have this option when it comes to a sin that you did that would require a chatos, and you're not sure, you bring an Oshem Tolu instead. Now, there are certain types of Oshems that are called an Oshem Vadai. An Oshem Vadai is totally different than an Oshem Toluy. We say this in the Korbanos section every morning in the davening. So the Oshem Vadai can be brought for various sins. There are three sins that you can bring an Oshem Vadai for that you did something intentionally wrong, and yet you can still bring this Oshem Vadai. And these are an Asham Me'ilos. If a person usurped something from Hekdesh, so in this situation, when he took something from Hekdesh, he has to go bring a korban, and this is called an Asha Me'ila. It's a special ayil, a ram that you bring when you definitely took something from Hekdesh. You did Me'ila. You also have to pay the principal, and you also have to pay a fifth, which is a fifth from the outside, a fourth from the inside, and in this situation, you bring this Asham Vadai called an Asham Me'ila. Likewise, if a person stole something and then he denied it, so he swore falsely that he didn't keep that pikadon that was given to him, or the item that was given to him, he didn't steal it. So in this situation, he swore falsely, he has to bring this Asham Gizela. That's the second one. The third one is something called Asham Shivcha Harufa. Asham Shivcha Harufa is when a person has relations with a Shivcha Harufa. What is a Shivcha Harufa? So one definition of Shivcha Harufa is a Shivcha Kinanis that was the wife of a Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, under certain situations, is allowed to take a Shivcha Kinanis as his so-called wife. It's not a full Kiddushin. The children belong to the master, the one who owns the Shivcha Kinanis. But under certain situations, an Eved Ivri can, in fact, marry such a woman. When this Shivcha Kinanis were to have relations with another man, it would be called adultery in the vernacular sense, but it's not adultery halachically. And in fact, the punishment for the man having relations with the Shivcha Harufa is that the man has to bring an Asham Shivcha Harufa. This is the third Asham Vadai that we're referring to. Now, what happens in the case of a Chatas, if you're not sure if you did it, we said you can bring an Asham Toli. Does the same thing apply in this case if a person isn't sure that he had, let's say, committed Me'ila, and therefore he doesn't know, does he have to bring an Asham Me'ila? He doesn't know he has to bring an Asham Gizelus. He doesn't know he has to bring an Asham Shivcha Harufa. He's not sure. So what's the din? So this is a machlokis we have in the Gemara in Krisus, which we can see in Rashi, Dibra Maskol Oshem Vadei Lo Bo Yediya. Pluks of the Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Akiva. This is a machlokis between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos again have a slightly different understanding of whether Rabbi Akiva really disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon, but we'll learn simple like Rashi right now. And this is a machlokis in Krisus in Peridam Shchita. Rabbi Akiva is Mechayev al Sofek Me'ilos Oshem Toluy. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're not sure, did you or did you not commit Me'ila, then you better bring something to hold you in abeyance. And Oshem Toluy on this. Pirush. The person had in front of him a piece of meat that was kodesh and a piece of meat that was chulin. And he ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate. So maybe Asham Toli. Rabbi Kiva says, in this situation, bring an Asham Toli. When you find out that you, in fact, ate the Asham, that you ate the kodesh, then you have to bring an Asham Me'ila. Umodu Rabbi Kiva. She'eno mevi es miloso. But Rabbi Kiva says you don't have to bring the money right now. Miloso means klomar eno mashalim kerem v'chomish. Ad she'yivod alo. You don't have to bring the principal and the fifth that you have to pay Even though you're bringing the Asham Talui, you don't bring that until you definitely bring your Asham Vadai, your Asham Me'ila. And then, the Yavi Ima, Asham Me'ilos. Then you bring the money, the principal, and the fifth, and your Asham Me'ila. Vadai. When you have to bring the Asham Vadai, the Asham Me'ila, then you bring the money too. Ki hechid, the Asham Talui, the Shara Veiros, just like you bring an Asham Talui for other Veiros, the Safi Karets, when you have a question, did or not do this sin of Karets, and I bring a Chatas if I did it, so you bring an Asham Talui until you know that, Eino Mechape Kapar Gemur, and the Asham Talui doesn't give you a complete atonement. Ukishi Yoda lo, the Vadai Chote, and when you find out that you in fact did the, let's say you ate the Chaleb, now maybe Chatas, now you have to bring a Chatas, which is a female carbon, Avzek, Ishi Yoda lo, Yachzor v'yavi Oshem Vadai. So too over here, Rabbi Kiva holds, you bring an Oshem Tolui, and then you bring your Oshem Vadai. Just like you bring an Oshem Tolui, and then you bring your Chatos. Rabbi Kiva says they're exactly the same. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Mal is there, maybe Shtei Hashamos. Why should this guy over here bring Shtei Hashamos? He says, V'lo Dami li Oshem Tolui d'Sofi Chatos. It's different than when you have to bring an Oshem Tolui because maybe or maybe not you committed a sin that requires you to bring a chatos, like eating chaylev, because the hosam sveiko ayil. The Oshem Tolui is an ayil, male. Vadai, the chatos, is nekeva. Therefore, hilkach. Kimis yodalei, when you do find out that you ate the chaylev, boy, let's do you nekeva. You have to bring the female korban, the chatos. However, here, by the Oshem Vadai, that you would have to bring for doing me'ilah, I was there, sheshtei minecho, they're both an ayil. Both of them are an ayil. Therefore, the suggestion that Rabbi Tarfon makes is Yavi Karen Vechomesh now. Go pay your principal and the fifth now. And Yavi ayil. And bring the ayil. And say as follows. V'yomar, Im Vadai Ma'alti, if I really did Me'ilah, Zumi Lasi. This is my carbon Me'ilah. And I'm paying the principal and the fifth. So this is the money that I'm paying. The milosi is the money. And this is the carbon. No, v'im sofek shelo osid sifuke lo diali. And if eventually I'll never know, it's never going to become clear, did I or did I not do this? So then, oshem zeh yashem toli. So this is an oshem toli. And it holds things in abeyance. If I never find out, so then this is my kapara. I, the money that I gave, the hektish zeh l'nadova. The money that I'm giving as a nadova to hektish. Ulechim yisrah delei. And if he eventually does find out that he in fact did the sin, he's already done. Lo boy, let's do Yashem Achrin. He doesn't have to bring another Asham, because he already said that the first Asham Tali will count as his Asham Me'ilah, and the money will be the payment back, and the fifth that he added on. And therefore, in this situation, Amma, lo boy yediya b'tchila b'asham. Here's the critical point that we have to know. Lo boy yediya b'tchila b'asham vaday, kodam havoaz kaparotso. Here you see that you don't have to know that you definitively did something wrong. By a chatas, you have to. But by an asham, you don't have to definitively know that you did the sin, according to Rabbi Tarfon. The whole lo yisadilei. Because here, in our case, he didn't know he did the sin. And yet, kiyasiyo mechabrele, he brings the asham tolui, and that will count as his asham vadai. So even though he doesn't know right now, he can still get atonement. And that's the whole introduction here. This idea, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that even though you didn't have over here yediyah batchila, by an asham vadai, that is okay. And now we get to the Gemara. We finally begin the Gemara. Last line of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Ula. Ula says, according to the man the Amar, asham vadai lo boy yediyah batchila, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's the way we're understanding this over here. According to Rabbi Tarfon, says you don't need to have this yediyah at the beginning to have your asham work for you, because he says the asham tolu could work just like the asham vadai. So then, what about the following case? Boal chamesh bi'ilos b'shivcha charufa. The person had five times relations with this shivcha charufa, which we explained before, is this woman that was a shivcha kenanis that was engaged to be the wife of the Eved Ivri. Now, this is a shivcha charufa. So, eino chayev ela achas. You only have one carbon over here, one asham shivcha charufa, even though you committed five acts of be'ilah. That's what Ula tells us. Rashi explains over here. We're talking here, b'shogeg. The person had relations, b'shogeg, with this woman. He didn't realize that you're not allowed to have relations with this woman. And even though he finds out each time after the relations that he wasn't allowed to do that, nevertheless, eino chayv ela achas. His one asham is able to atone for all five of these bilos. And therefore, that's why it specifically tells us this case by Shivcha Charufa, there may be carbon echod alaveros harbe. Because the Shivcha Charufa, normally, even b'mezid, if you did this b'mezid, you can bring one carbon and atone for multiple acts, even b'mezid. As the Gemara increases, tells us the Rashi goes through. But, a little bit later in the Rashi, Avo Shogeg, the no dalo bein biya lebiya. But in the case of Shogeg, but you find out in between each biya that you weren't allowed to do this, bein biya lebiya, leman deboy yedia bitchilo bi oshem vadai, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says you must have yedia choshiv hu lechalek liashamos kavaros kapara hamechalekes laosev bemezid, mitzorach lovi al kolachas yachas. So then, in this situation, you would have to go and bring a separate carbon on each one. But according to the Man Rambam, it says you don't need this yediyah at the beginning. So then, you don't have to go and bring a separate carbon. It's not mechalekes, and one carbon can satisfy all five bios. That is what Ula tells us over here. Mora says, Maskla Ramuna. Ramuna questions this. He says, wait a second. Elamayato, according to what you're saying, Baal. Now, we delete the words v'chazar v'baal. The Bach takes it out. Rashi takes it out. So, Ela Meyata. Now, Rav Hamnuna asks him, if a person had relations with the Shivcha Charufa, and then the Hifrish Karban, and he designated his Karban, his Asham Shivcha Charufa, now the Omar, and he says, Hamtinu li, wait, I'm going to go and have relations with her again, Ad She'evol, until I have relations with her again. Are you telling me that yediyah over here is irrelevant, and the fact that he was mafrish a korban, that doesn't change anything around? He would still be able to go and only bring one korban? That's what Rav Hamnuna asked to Ula. And Ula tells him, Omale maisa teliachar hafrosha karmis. Wait a second, we're not talking here about yediyah. Here we're talking about hafrosha. Not that he knows he did something wrong. He was actually mafrish the asham shivcha charufa. And Ula says, Maisa, the Lachar Afrosha, lo kamin. I never was talking about when there's a Maisa. My statement was only on Yediyah, that he heard, knew that he did something wrong. So still, that one carbon can work for all five Bilos. But once he's mafrish the carbon, then it no longer works. That's the interchange between Ula and Rav Hamnuna. Similarly, and Rashi says, this next case is why this Gemara is really brought in over here. What does this really have to do with our previous Gemara? So it's this next case that was the purpose. And Rashi also points out that Rav Dimi is not arguing on Ula. Ula was explaining this according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that you don't need yediyah betchila. And Rav Dimi is coming along and explaining according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you do need yediyah at the beginning. So, kios Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he told over, Leman di Amar Oshem Vadei Boy yediyah betchila, according to Rabbi Akiva. Again, this is the way Rashi understands this. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Asham Vadai, you have to have Yediyah in the beginning. You can't bring an Asham Toloi and say, well, if I find out, that will be my Asham Me'ila. No, you have to know at the beginning that I Vadai did something wrong. I did Me'ila, and this is my Asham Me'ila Vadai. So according to Rabbi Akiva, do Amar Asham Vadai Bo Yediyah Betchila. What about the following case? Boal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa. The man has relations five times with the Shivcha Charufa. Chayev al kolachas yachas. Each one is a separate chiyav. He has to bring a separate asham charufa on each one. That's what Rav Dimi said. Rashi explains in Dibro Masu chayev al kolachas yachas on the second of the widest lines. Kasol kedai techash to Rav Dimi. Ha ditnan habal shivcha bios habe inu chayev al achas. That which we said from the Gemara increases that you only chayev one time, even though you had multiple bios. Hanimili mezid. That's only talking about the mezid. Or alternatively, inami shogi behelamechud. Or he had five bilos without being told in between that it was wrong. However, avo shogeg, Rav Dimi is talking about the case where he was shogeg. He didn't know he weren't allowed to do this. He had relations with her. Then v'noda lo bein time. Then they told him, you're not allowed to do that. Leman de chashiva la yediya ba'asham mechalekes ba'afilu l'reish lakish. He says, even according to the machloks we had with Yochanan reish lakish as to whether you had yediyah or not, it was that mechalekes from yesterday, the previous year. So then he says, this is true that even according to Reish Lakish, in this situation, it is mechalek, and you'd have to go, Rav Dimi says, and bring a separate asham shivcha charufa for each bila because you had yediyah in between. That's what Rav Dimi said. Amale Abaye questions this. Abaye says, wait a second. Hari chatos, in regards to the chatos, de bo inon yediyah betchila. Everybody agrees, by a chatos, you must know. You can't bring a chatos if you don't have a definitive knowledge that you did the sin wrong. that you did something incorrectly. So by Echatus, everybody agrees that you must have Yediyah B'Tchila. And nevertheless, Uplige, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Milakish, and yet, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Milakish, they argue in that situation. As Rashi reminds us, the Kamer Reish Lakish says, the Ein Yediyos Mechalakos L'Schayim B'Shtayim, Ashtei Zesei Chola B'Helam Echot. If you ate two kizayis in Behelam Echot, and then you find out that you ate the first kizayis, and it was wrong, you weren't allowed to eat that kizayis of chelev. And then you go and find out about the second kizayis, so it's not mechalekis, you don't bring two chatas, your diya doesn't make any difference. You still can bring one chatas, according to Reish Lakish. Alma, lo chashiva lechiluk yediyah ki chiluk chapara. He doesn't consider over here this knowledge the same as he does if you actually separated your carbon. And therefore, v'gavi shivcha charufa, Biyadios Shabin Bio Labia. Likewise, by the Shivcha Charufa, when you had knowledge after you did the first Bia that it was wrong, Lav Kavos Carbon Chashivi L'Chalik. It's not considered like that Yediyah is like a separate carbon that you brought, and it's able to be Mechalik, and now you have to bring another carbon. Maybe achas al kulon. Just like by mezid, if you did it more, you can still get away with one carbon. Hochanami, maybe achas al kulon. You can also bring one carbon even though you had Yediyah. And it's not similar to the idea by Chelev Shemichalkos the Divrei HaKol, that by Chelev everybody agrees, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Hosam Chiyuvi Ashkagusu, the Kivan Shiye Shidia bin time, and there, since you added knowledge in between, I did this act, and then you're told, oh, you're not allowed to have done that, and then you did the act again, even Reish Lakish agrees that now that's considered a separate action. Havilei Shtei Shkagos, that's two separate Shkagos, and therefore you Chayev. So the question that Abaye is asking over here is, by Echatos, the Bo'inyon Yediyah B'Tchila, everybody requires Yediyah B'Tchila, and nevertheless, Upligi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Milakish, and yet they still have their Machlokis over there. That if you only had Yediyah after you ate both of the Kizeis of the Chalev, and Reish Lakish said in that situation, even though you had Yediyah only for the first one, and then subsequently for the second one, that they're not Mechalik, and you can bring one carbon. Or if Yochanan said, no, they are Mechalik, once you had Yediyah on the first one, so even though you did the second one, Behelam Echad, it's considered a separate action now, and therefore you have to bring a second carbon Chattas. So they argue over there, so certainly they should argue over here too. But you're telling me Divrei HaKol, Rav Dimi, you're saying that nobody disagrees with that. How come Reish Lakish doesn't disagree over here by Shivcha Charufa as well? Again, why does Rabbi Akiva hold? According to Rav Dimi, he said, the one who holds, Aman Dioma, Oshem Vade, Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, so Bo Chomesh Bilos, B'Shivu Charufa, Chayv Kolachas Achas, so then, according to Reish Lakish, should not be Chayv Kolachas Achas, would be able to just bring one. That's the question that Abaye asks on Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi doesn't respond. Ishtik. Rav Dimi doesn't say Bo. Now, sometimes Ishtik means he has no answer. Often, ishtik means that he didn't think that it merited an answer. It was so obvious. So, Rav Dimi didn't respond, and Abaye thinks about it, and Abaye says, maybe, Rabbi, Amalei, Dilma, maybe what you're talking about is when you're saying that Yechayev five times over here, al kolachas v'yachas, even according to Reish Lakish, maybe, b'maisa d'li'achar afrosh u'ka'amris, u'kid Rav Amuna. Maybe you're talking about the case over here was not that he had just Yediyah about each one, but he was mafrish a carbon. Like Rav Amnuna's opinion is, when you're mafrish to carbon, then everybody agrees, even Reish Lakish, that that's a maisa, and now they're all separated, the machalkos, and therefore you have to bring a separate one for each. Maybe, Rebbe, Rav Dimi, that's what you meant? Amalei in. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's why it was ishtik. It was so obvious, that's what I meant. I didn't feel I had to respond. Fine. Gemara continues, and it makes an enigmatic statement. Ki also Rabin came from Israel. He said the following three statements. Amar, Hakol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa. Everybody agrees by Shivcha Charufa. Then he said, Hakol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa. He said it again. Everybody agrees by Shivcha Charufa. Rashi explains over here that one is talking about that the first case is Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree by Shivcha Charufa, Sheyesh Chiluk, that they can be separated. And then he says, Hakol Modim, the Ein Chiluk, that's the second one, which Gemara will explain in a moment. And then he also said, a third statement, Umachlok is B'Shivcha Charufa. So again, this is a very enigmatic statement that Rav made, which now the Gemara is going to explain. Because he said, Modim B'Shivcha Charufa, Modim B'Shivcha Charufa, Machlok is B'Shivcha Charufa. So there are three different cases, obviously. So the first one is, Hakol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa, the Ein No Chayav Elo Achas, that they're not Machalkos, and that you can bring only one Asham, Shivcha, Charuf, and Biyotzi for multiple Bilos, that's Kedula. That's exactly like Ula said, according to the Man D'Yomer, it says that Ain, you don't have to have yediyah batchila. Fine. Second statement that he made, akomodim shilcharufa, the chayv al kolachas yachas. Oh, that's like the second statement. That's like Rav Amnuna's statement. His interpretation of what Rav Dimi had said. Very good. That solves that enigmatic statement. And the third enigmatic statement, umachlokis v'shilcharufa, what's that talking about? So this is the machlokis, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, leman diyama oshem vaday bo yediyah batchila, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says you do require yediyah batchila. So then, machlokis, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish applies in that situation. As we've been saying, in that situation, according to Rabbi Akiva, so the yediyah is critical. That's where we have, like by the chatas, you have the same machlokis over here, by the osham, as to whether the yediyah alone is enough to be mechalek, like Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Shimon Lakish, the yediyah alone is not enough. You have to have a frosha, and that's the third one. That's the machlokis that he says by Shivcha Charufa, there exists a machlokis. That concludes the sugya. Again, quite a difficult sugya. Okay, we'll go weiter. Itmar, we learn the base medrash, return to the Omid Beis. Niskavein lag bia es atolush, if a person intended to go lift up on Shabbos something that was detached from the ground. Tolush means detached from the ground. For example, Rashi says, kagon, the nofel sakin barugas ayerik, a knife fell down amidst the rows of vegetables, and he doesn't want to cut anything, v'niskavein lag bia, and just wants to pick up the knife. So now what happened? Niskavin like Biasatolosh, he intended to go pick up the knife over here, the chotach es hamechubar, and by accident he went and cut something as he picked up the knife that was attached to the ground. Now normally, if you cut something that's attached to the ground, if you did it b'shogeg, he didn't know it's not allowed to do that, you'd be chayv chatas. If you did it b'meizid with hasra, you'd be chayv skila, chayv misa. So here it says potter. In other words, this person doesn't bring a chatas, because this is something that Rashi explains is called misasik. Rashi says, v'zeh misasik, ba'gvoh hayo v'lo b'chaticha. He intended to just pick something up. He had no intention to cut. And therefore, misasik on Shabbos, you're involved doing something, and something else happened, so then you're potter even from a chatos. But, la'ach toch es atolish, you intended to cut something, but you had cut, let's say before Shabbos, a bunch of potatoes. And now you want to cut one of the potatoes that's already detached from the ground. But by accident, and you by accident cut one that was attached to the ground. So here we have a machlokus. Rava mar potter. Rava says it's also misasik. You're still potter in this situation because you didn't intend to cut the potato that was attached. You intended to cut the potato that was detached. Abai says, no, Amachai. Abai says, this isn't misasik. You intended to cut, and therefore you cut, and therefore you're chayv achatas in this situation. Now, what is the understanding of each of their opinions? Rava Amar, Rava says, Potur, you don't bring a chatos because the whole lo niskabin lechaticho di sura. You had no intention of cutting that item. You only bring a chatos when you intended to cut that item and you just didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that you're not allowed to cut that item. You thought you're allowed to detach stuff on Shabbos. So in this situation, lo niskabin lechaticho di sura. You had no intention to do an act of isser over here because you thought you were bringing up something that was already detached. So you didn't intend to do that act. And Abai says, that's irrelevant. You did the act. Abai Amar, chayev. You are, in fact, chayev achatas. You did intend to cut. The fact that you cut the wrong thing, that makes it a shogeg. And that's why you're chayev achatas in a chayev misa. Now, further. Amar Rava, mino amin Allah. How do I know that I'm right? I'll have a brisa that will support me. The Tanya. This is a brisa from Sanhedrin. Now, this brisa is very enigmatic. We're going to read the whole brisa, and then we're going to have to dissect it to understand what the brisa is talking about. Again, this is Rava's proof to his shita that in this situation, you're called a misasik, even though you did want to cut, but you didn't cut the thing that you wanted to cut. That's what we spend the rest of the shita trying to understand this brisa. The Tanya, the brisa says, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. In some ways, the mitzvos on Shabbos are more chomer than other mitzvos. And in some ways, the Chomer Shar Mitzvos Mishabbos. In other ways, the mitzvos are more chomer than for Shabbos. What do we mean? Chomer Shabbos, this strictness involved in Shabbos, that's more so Mishar Mitzvos. Why? Shah Shabbos also Shtayim Behelem Echod Chayav Kolachos Yachas. On Shabbos, if you did an action, also Shtayim, two actions over here, with one forgetfulness, Behelem Echod, you chayav on each one. We'll explain what that means in a moment. As opposed to Mashen came Bishar Mitzvos, if you did two actions in regards to other mitzvos, you only chayiv one time. Okay? That's the first enigmatic statement. Second enigmatic statement in the Braisa, the Chol Mishar Mitzvos B'Shabbos, the other mitzvos are more severe in some way than Shabbos. Shemishar Mitzvos, Shogeg V'lo Miskavin Chayev. And the other mitzvos, if you did something unintentionally, Shogeg, and you had no intention to do it, nevertheless you Chayev. As opposed to Mashenkim B'Shabbos, in that situation, you would be Potter from Achatos. Now, again, two statements here in the Braisa are very enigmatic. The Gemara says, now let's discuss it. When we say Omamar, we discuss one part of it at a time. So now we're going to discuss the first part of this Braisa. Omamar, again, this is Rava's proof to his Shita that a Misasik is Potter. Omamar, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more severe than other mitzvos. In what respect? Shai Shabbos also Shtayim Be'alamechu. We said in the Braisa, on Shabbos, if you did two actions in the same forgetfulness, Yechayiv Okolachas V'yachas. Yechayiv two times for each one, Yechayiv Achatos. As opposed to Mashenkim Mishar Mitzvos. As opposed to another mitzvos, you're not Chayiv two times. Now, what are we talking about? Hechi Dami. Let's understand this. If you're telling me over here that the person did on Shabbos, Kitzira, he cut, he reaped, and then Tchino, he ground it up, the Kabasi, so then the comparable case would be by Shar Mitzvos, Gabi Shar Mitzvos would be Ochal Chelev and Ochal Dam, Ochal Chelev and Dam. He ate Chelev and he ate Dam, two separate actions, just like Kitzira and Tchino are two separate actions. So then, why is Shabbos more severe than the other? Hocha Tarti Mechaev. On Shabbos, you chayiv twice, once for Ketzira, once for Techina, and Shar Mitzvos, you chayiv twice, once for Chelev, and once for Dam. So that can't be it. El Gmor says, you're right. El Shar Mitzvos. You know what it is? The Lo Mechaev, when we said you're not Mechaev, El Chada, only one time, Hechidami, what is that talking about? It can't be talking about Chelev and Dam, that would be chayiv twice. You know what it is? El Hechidami, Diochal Chelev and Chelev. If you ate Chelev, then you ate another piece of Chelev, and it was all Behelem Echad, you only chayiv one time. Where it says, so then by Shabbos, the Kavasi got by Shabbos, what's the comparable case by Shabbos? The Ovid Kitzira, U Kitzira. That you did Kitzira, and in the same forgetfulness, in the same Helam, you did another act of Kitzira. So, they're both Chayiv only once. You only Chayiv once for the two Kizesim of Chaleb, and you only Chayiv once for the two actions of Kitzira. So, that can't be it. So, Gemara says, you're right. Liolam, the Ovid Kitzira, U Tchina. You know what we're talking about over here? That we're dealing with Hilchos Shabbos, that you did an act of Ketzira and you did an act of Techina, and therefore you chayiv two times. Umay, and then how do we say the similar act, Umay, she'en kein b'shar mitzvos, as opposed to b'shar mitzvos, if you did two acts, you only chayiv once? Avodah Zorah. That's talking about a specific mitzvah, Avodah Zorah, uki de Rabbi Ami. And this goes in accord with the statement of Rav Ami. What did Rav Ami say? The Omer Rav Ami, Ziveyach, if you sacrificed the Keter and you brought it up, the Nisech, and you did various Nisuchs, you did various libations, and you did all of these, Behelema Achas, you did this all with one forgetfulness, so even though it's three actions, Ziveyach, Pekiter, and Nisech, Eino Chayv El Achas, it's all called one Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you did it all Behelema Achas. The guy didn't know, he was raised amongst the guy, he thought you're allowed to do this. He didn't realize there was anything wrong with this, so therefore, even though he did three actions, Ziveach, Bekite, Venisech, he's only Chayiv one time. As opposed to on Shabbos, if he knows it's Shabbos, and he does two actions, Ketzira and Techina, he's Chayiv two times. Oh, that's how Shabbos is more Chomer. If you did two actions, you Chayiv twice, as opposed to by Avodah Zarah, not all Shar Mitzvos, but by Avodah Zarah. Even though you did two actions, you did, let's say, Ziveach, Bekite, you only Chayiv one Chatos. Oh, very good. So Gemara says, okay, great. So we've established the first part of the Mishnah as talking about Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah. So b'mayu kimta, b'avodah zarah. So then the Shar Mitzvos is avodah zarah. So then keep on reading. Eima Seifa, look at the second part of the Braisa. It said there's a chomer b'shar mitzvos. The Shar Mitzvos are more chomer than Shabbos. Shebishar Mitzvos, shogag below miskavin yuchayev. Even if you didn't have intention, you didn't have, on Shabbos there's a special deal of melechas machshevis, you have to do it intentionally. But by other mitzvos, you don't have to do it intentionally to be over the iser. So by Shar Mitzvos, which now you're saying is Avodah Zarah, so Shogag B'lo Miskavin is Chayev, that if you did it, even though you didn't intend to do it, you'd be Chayev, as opposed to Mashen Kei Mishabbos, that you would be Potter. So then, what is the example by Avodah Zarah? Hai Shogag B'lo Miskavin, the Avodah Zarah. Now you're saying the Shar Mitzvos is Avodah Zarah. Hechidami, what exactly is that case that you would be Chayev by Avodah Zarah when you didn't have Kavona? You were Misasik, so to say. So Ilema, if you're telling me, Kisavra, that the person thought Besek Nesesu. He went into this Avodah Zarah, but he thought it was a shul. And he davened there, Vishtachavoyala, and he bowed down in the shul. So that's not called worshiping Avodah Zarah. Hari Levo L'Shamayim. He didn't do anything wrong. He was davening to Hashem. He just didn't realize he was in a church. Ella, you're right. Ella, the chazay and dar. So it must be, you know what? He saw a statue, v'sogidle, and he bowed down to the statue. Gemara says, so again, what are the circumstances over here? Hechidami, what's the case? Ede kiblo ale beloka, if he accepted this statue to be God, so then mezidu, then he bowed down intentionally. This isn't shogeg, this is mezid. V'lo de kiblo ale beloka, he didn't accept it to be a God. So, you know, it's Julius Caesar, the bust of Julius Caesar. You better bow down to Julius Caesar or they're going to kill you. So he bowed down to it, but he wasn't diving to it as an Avodah Zarah. So then Lav Klumu, he's also not over Avodah Zarah. So that can't be the case. So what exactly is the case by Avodah Zarah where he was Shogag below Miskavi, that he would be Chayiv? So Mark says, you know what? Ela me'av or me'ira. We're talking here that he did the Avodah Zarah. Either as Rashi says, me'av as Adam or me'ira as Adam. A good friend of his begged him to come with him to this Avodah Zarah. Or somebody powerful said, if you don't come with me to this Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. And he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah either because of his friend that he loves or of a friend that he feared. The Karilei Shogeg will miskaving. He didn't intend to do this over here. He's a Shogeg. Klomar, Shogag Rashi says, Bahochi the Sover, Kivan the Ain, Miskavin, Libo, Laokos, Mutter. He said, I don't want to have this nonsense over here. This Avodah Zarah. No, but my good buddy wants me to come with him. I'll keep him company. My good buddy over here says, I'm going to kill you if you don't come with me. I better keep him company. But he thinks he's not doing anything wrong. So therefore, in this situation, maybe that's what it's talking about that you're chayiv. So Gemara says, oh, that's great if you hold like that. Abaye says, you're chayiv in that situation. When you worship Avodah Zarah, Me'av Me'ira, you are in fact chayiv. Okay. Very good. So we have our answer. Here, Bashar Mitzos, you're Misasek, Mi'av Mi'ira, that you're Chayiv, as opposed to by Shabbos that you're not. So this works out great according to Abaye, the Mechayiv. El Rava, but according to Rava, the Amar Potter, Rava says you're Potter in the case of Av Mi'ira, so Ma'ikel Memra. So then we still are looking for a case by Avodah Zarah where you're Misasek and you're Chayiv, as opposed to Shabbos that you're not. We don't have such a case yet by Avodah Zarah. Shmuel says, yes, we do. Ela Ba'omer, Mutter. The person says over here, it's mutter to worship Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Kagon Gershin is Gai ben Anochrim. He's a convert, but he's living amongst the Goyim. And they all worship Avodah Zarah. He says, you know, it's like you go to do this, that, but you're not over Avodah Zarah. Kizavah Shein Avodah Zarah B'Torah. He says, there's no answer in the Torah to do this. The Korele Shogi below Miskabe. And that's called the Shogi below Miskabe. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Bomi Mutter. So then, by Avodah Zarah, Yechayib. But by Shabbos, we said you're lenient. But wait a second. Mashen came in Shabbos to Potul Legamre? Is that really true? On Shabbos, you put the legamre? No. Ad kan lo boy minei Rav Miru Nachman. The whole question at the beginning, the Rav asked Miru Nachman, elu ilichu yuvei chodo, o lichu v'yatarte. The question was, if you did this, are you chayav one chatos or two chatos? Abo miftri legamre, lo. Nobody says if you put there entirely. That certainly can't be what we're talking about. So the Torah says, you're right. So we turn to the Ovid Aleph, I give a Ovid Aleph, elu lav, reisho bi'akum, v'seifo bishar mitzos. You know what we're talking about? When we had the first part of the Brisa, it's telling us the Reisha was talking about an Akum. That's where by Shabbos you chayev twice if you did Ketzir and Techina, and by Avodah Zarah you only chayev once if you did, let's say, Ziveach V'Kiter, you only chayev once because it's all considered one action of Avodah Zarah. That was the Reisha of the Brisa, Reisha B'Akum. The Seifa is not talking about Avodah Zarah. The Seifa B'Shar Mitzvos. And you know what? B'Shar Kibbulah Miskavi B'Shar Mitzvos is Hechidomi. What is the Seifa to our man? It's not Avodah Zarah. The Savur, the Shumanhu, the Acholo. You thought you were eating Shuman, but it really was Chalev. There, you're Chayav. The fact that you thought it was Shuman doesn't help you get out of the Chattis at all. As opposed to Masha'en came B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you did something which you thought it was something else, B'Shabbos, the Potur. You're Misasek and you're Potur. For example, the Niskavi Lachtov Esatolush, if a person intended to go and take the potato and cut up the potato that was already detached, but instead, by accident, you touch the mechubar, Rava says, Potur. Ah, we finally get to the point. Rava says, this brisa is in support of my opinion that Misasek is Potur. It took us a while to get here. We got to this point. No, what does Abaye do with this brisa? Abaye, he says, Shogeg will miskaden, hechidami. What's the example of Misasek that you're talking about on Shabbos that you're Potur? Not this case. The Savaroku, for example, the case would be, in general, if a person thought he was swallowing saliva, ubalo, and he ate it, he swallowed it, and it really was chaylev. In that situation, by Shar Mitzos, Yechayev, because we don't care what your intention was. You picked up something, you thought it was saliva, which is mutter to eat. Why somebody would eat somebody else's saliva, I don't know. But it turned out to be chaylev. It was dissolved fat, and that's what it was. So then in that situation, Yechayev. That's the Shar Mitzos that Yechayev for Misasek. And what's the example Abaye says by Shabbos? Not the case that Rava said, Lachtuv is a Torah Shachotis of Chuba. No, there I hold you be Chayiv. Mashekim be Shabbos, the potter, what's the case by Shabbos that you're potter for Misasik? The Niskavi Lachbia Esa Tolosh. I intended to pick up the knife that was amongst the vegetables. And by accident, when I picked it up, the chotech hefes mechuber potter. In that situation, I'm misasik. I didn't intend to do an act of cutting. I just wanted to lift something up. So when I intended to do hagbia, and instead I did chitoch, I'm potter. That's misasik. Avo niskave lachtoch esatolush. But if in fact I intended to go and cut the potato that was already detached, the chotech hefes mechuber, and I in fact cut the potato that was attached, then Abaye says chayev. That is not misasek. Oh, that's the machlokas, Rava and Abaye. Rava brings this brisa, this long brisa that we had to prove his point, but Abaye disagrees with it. With that, we conclude today's shir. Again, we learn today's shir, Lila Nishmas Gloria Grob, Golda Ita Bas Yosef Tzvi. Thank you for listening.